This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, U.S. Supreme Court to consider CCNS petition for certiorari about EPA discharge permit for LANO. Another step on a twisted journey will take place on Friday, February 26, when the U.S. Supreme Court will consider CCNS's petition for certiorari in a case challenging the issuance of a Clean Water Act discharge permit for a critical Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, facility. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals decided erroneously that CCNS did not have standing to challenge the permit. For that reason, CCNS filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court for review of the 10th Circuit's decision. The critical LANL facility is the Radioactive Liquid Waste Treatment Facility, or RLWTF. It has operated since 1963. It treats radioactive and hazardous liquid wastes from key plutonium and tritium facilities across the LANL site. It discharged treated liquid wastewater into Effluent Canyon, which flowed into the upper reach of Morton Dead Canyon and soaked into the ground. But in November 2010, those discharges ended because LANL began to exclusively use an evaporator system to treat the liquids and release them as vapors into the air. For a facility to obtain a Clean Water Act permit, a discharge of a pollutant into the environment is required. In an effort to prevent dual regulation by both the Clean Water Act and federal hazardous waste laws, if a facility has a Clean Water Act permit, it is granted an exemption from the hazardous waste laws. But because the RLWTF no longer discharges, it is no longer eligible for a Clean Water Act permit and must be regulated by the hazardous waste laws. But EPA did issue the permit. As a result, neither the Clean Water Act nor the hazardous waste laws regulate the RLWTF to the detriment of the people. CCNS members submitted affidavits to the 10th Circuit stating our fears that the lack of proper hazardous waste regulation means that we are deterred from visiting riparian areas near and down gradient from the RLWTF in the Rio Grande watershed. The 10th Circuit ruled that persons who live in and use lands downgradient from the RLWTF and whose use and enjoyment of those areas are diminished by its noncompliance lack standing to question the unlicensed operations. The court added that CCNS must prove that the pollutants had reached the Rio Grande, a requirement not found in existing standing criteria. The 10th Circuit's decision is inconsistent with other decisions within the federal circuits. Thus, our appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorney Lindsay A. Lovejoy Jr. represents CCNS. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read the filings and to donate to these efforts, please go to our website at nuclearactive.org.